One of the most powerful and inspirational moments I've ever experienced was actually at the darkest of times. We were living in Eretz Yisrael, and my wife got an awful phone call that her first cousin's daughter, young girl of age 8 or 9, had been tragically killed in a car crash. Father was actually out of the country, the grandparents were out of the country, they were in America, they had to fly back. It was just absolutely beyond horrific. Father got back in time for the Levaya. The grandparents arrived dramatically in the middle of the Levaya in the Yishuv, in the Gush Etzion. And there was no coming to terms with this. This was heavy, heavy, painful. And this young girl's body was taken to Yerushalayim, to HaManuchas, for the Kavura. And as they covered over this fresh little grave, father, my wife's first cousin, starts singing. What does he start singing? Possibly we're up to right now. Rabbi is machshavas bleivish va'atzas Hashem hisakum. Many designs are in a man's heart. The counsel of Hashem, only that will prevail. He starts singing. Everyone's singing with him. And I'm thinking to myself, where does a person get that emuna from? She's burying your daughter, young girl. And to be able to say, Rabbis Machshavas Plevish, I thought I was going to bring this girl up. I thought I was going to educate her. I thought I was going to nurture her through adolescence and into adulthood. I thought I was going to walk her to the chuppah. We don't choose what happens to us. Whatever Hashem's plan is for the world, that will prevail. The emunah that was laden in that song stayed with me, seared into my consciousness forevermore. And that's what this pasuk is all about. Rabbis machshavis. We've got so many plans. We think we're so clever. We think we've got it all figured out. But that's Hashem Yisakim. That's what we'll last. That which Hashem wants, that's what Hashem has decided. And in fact, the Shvar Kaddish therefore says, whenever we do anything, the way we're meant to express ourselves is by saying Imietz Hashem, Be'ezus Hashem. That's what gives it a key, and that's what enables it to survive. In fact, the word Hi Sakum, Atzas Hashem, He Sakum, He is Imietza Hashem. Hey Yud Aleph, Aleph Yud Hey. To be a Jew, is to live with Hashem's presence in our lives. Sometimes when we say Imietza Hashem, please God, with Hashem's help, we mean if Hashem doesn't get involved, doesn't interfere, I'll be there by 6. No. We can choose whatever we want in life. The outcome of all of our actions is never in our hands, though. Choices are there. The outcome, that's in Hashem's hands, always. And therefore, by accustoming ourselves to bring Hashem into the picture, to raise our consciousness, to be aware of Hashem, and work on our emunah, and nurture something deep within us that will stand with us, perhaps, we should never know some such things, most challenging of times. That's Hashem, Yisakim. It's all about Yitzhak Hashem. It's all about Hashem's plan ultimately.